Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Sleepers Podcast. It's a new week. Happy Monday, April 22nd. Cart, did you enjoy your weekend?
I did enjoy my weekend. It was my mother-in-law's birthday, so we got some brunch with her on Saturday, hung out with her, had a little date night with the wife on Friday, hit Grandma Bob's in Corktown. If anyone's looking for some good Detroit-style pizza, Grandma Bob's, really good spot. Yeah, it's a good weekend overall, honestly. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Who is Colleen?
I just figured Meg's mom was Colleen. Strikes me that way. No.
No, starts with an L if you'd like to take another guess.
Lisa.
Close.
Leanne.
Other one was closer, I think.
Liza.
L-I's correct.
Linda.
There we go.
Linda, I knew that. Damn it. That's a rough start. The other thing we need to do is toast to your peak men's league performance. Although this wasn't men's league, this was just runs. But sources say, I got sources everywhere. My sauces in the gym tell me that you were on one to a level never seen before.
Yeah, it's to the point where the next time you're out this way, G, I might have to have you take a shot on these rims. These rims were just feathery soft. I mean, everything today just felt like absolute butter. I'm talking about, let me paint this quick picture for you. Greg, they were setting down screens for me. Like, not me setting the down screens. I'm talking to, like, two guys were setting me screens and having me run off to get a semi-contested three off, and I was hitting it. And I was in shock myself. My three-point celebrations were on point. And also, it was leading to some winning basketball. And that's all you really need. I can't feel my legs right now, but damn it, I closed my rings twice on my Apple Watch, and I was a menace today. That's all you can expect.
Wow. Well, cheers, my friend. This might be a new thing where we do Monday cheers, by the way. I feel like, because we normally record these on Sunday nights, that's usually an appropriate time to have a beverage. So instead of recording our episodes in the middle of the morning like we do every other day this week, maybe like a little Monday cheers to kick off the week would be nice. Cheers to you with your basketball peak, the pinnacle of your career, you could say. You're in your prime officially. Do you think you'll ever top what you did tonight?
No, but I'm going to try. Like, that's going to be the moment I strive for now. Like, I want to feel that again. And I'm just going to keep on hooping until I feel that again.
Well, hopefully this isn't like when Dame Lillard had 35 in the first half tonight, and then I checked with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter and he didn't score in the second half after that. We'll see. While we're doing cheers, we might as well cheer some other things. Cheers to your mother-in-law's birthday. Congratulations. Cheers to the fact that my beard looks incredible right now. I don't know what's going on with that. Honestly, been a little self-conscious about the neck beard, Luke Bryan style, but the ring light's doing wonders. This late at night dark room that I'm in is doing wonders. Very nice. Cheers to my family. We sold our house. That's exciting.
Hey.
Big time. Got an offer above asking price. Full cash. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. And cheers to a couple of my enemies as well. Let's just give them their shine that they so desperately are craving. JD Jerbear deserves a little love. And then what is it? Big Ten Sad. Is that how you Big Sad or something?
I think it's Big Ten Sav, I believe.
No, it's Big Ten Sad, which is on brand for the way he behaved today. Cheers to them for the biggest win of their offseason thus far, which was Elijah Martin committing to Florida. That's their biggest win this offseason. Congratulations, boys. I was wrong. Print it out. Put it on your fridge. The other thing, I wasn't even wrong. More on that later this show, because there's a video from the day Elijah Martin hit the portal where I said there's no way Michigan gets both of them. But cheers, boys, cheers. Let's have an episode, Carl. Let's have a week while we're at it.
Okay, why not us?
A lot to get off my chest today. Let's start with the YouTube comment of today. What do you got?
You good?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to make it through.
No, you're all right.
People suck. People suck.
Hey, you know, it comes with the territory, I think.
It does. I also suck. That's the key part. Let's not let that be forgotten here.
Okay. Let me go. I'm not going to even address that because, like, we're not doing the self-deprecation, I suck stuff. That, first of all, that's my bag. That's not yours.
Sorry, I got to reply to a DM from DJ Horse real quick.
Who?
I just get DMs from DJ Horse from time to time.
What's he saying?
Said, can you like and subscribe, please? And I said, no.
Okay. All right. This one comes from _ baller. Not going to lie, both your personalities are pretty mid, like trash middle managers in a company vibe, but I'm just here for the information. I actually like that comment because I think that means that we're doing a good job of playing both sides, because I feel like most people actually come for our personalities, but now we got people just coming for information. So that means we're attacking people from both sides. That means, with all due respect, y'all are moving forward.
Yeah, that's a first if somebody is saying they come to us as their go-to source of information. Yeah, well, I'll take, like, if we have a scale, like if this is like boosting up a my player and we have like 10 skill boosts to use, like I'm happy to subtract a few from entertainment purposes to put them on intellect purposes. I think that would do wonders for the Sleepers brand. So I can live with that comment 100%. Thanks, Cart. We're going to go to the Discord here. Every Monday, we always have a bazillion Discord comments. That's a good thing. That tells you how healthy the Discord community is right now. Off-season going strong. We're having a lot of fun in there. Had a couple new people join as well. If you could look up the people that joined to give them a shout-out, that would be lovely, because I don't want to lose my place in the comment section. But long story short, join the Discord. $9.99 a month. Would love to see you in there. It's the number one way to support the show. And because we have so many comments, we always do this on Mondays. It often makes our episodes really, really long as this community is growing. We are implementing the official Monday one-sentence response rule. So if you have a comment you want longer responses for, don't send it to us over the weekend. Send it to us in the middle of the week, and then we'll give you a more fair answer. For today, we legitimately need to be super quick, one sentence each, diving right into the comments. Do you have the person we need to shout out or no?
Yes, I do, actually. It is Mo Wagner's sister. Is that what it is?
Something with Mo. Yeah, apparently he's been in for like 2 months, and we didn't shout him out the first time.
God, that's on us. Also, people were flooding the... Oh, sorry. Mo Wagner's mistress is who joined. So welcome to the Discord. You kind of joined and lay low, or we missed you, but that's on us. But welcome to the Discord.
Good as any good you. Mistress should.
Honestly, yeah, you did a good job.
Play a role, right? I mean...
That's great. All right, let's get to the comments.
Let's do the comments. I swear there's somebody else who joined that you're not seeing, but whatever. Eric NJ Boiler 96 leads us off. Says, one big thing presented by companies that the Discord members own or co-own. I can't give you NIL money, but it would be a way we could support each other's businesses within the community. You like that idea?
No, because we need to start carrying ourselves like a real podcast. And that means we need real sponsorships. No shade. I'm sorry.
Couple people did see that comment and DM me on actually sponsoring the segment. I am very willing to allow anyone to sponsor this segment. The price to beat right now is $0.00. Toon says, the only issue I have with recruits signing contracts is you're asking 18-year-old kids to sign away their life and probably get stuck in bad situations because they don't know any better, would need some heavy regulation and probably agents for every kid. Yeah, it is scary, but the sport itself is already scary. It's already happening. So it's the number one step towards regulation is having something that kids need to honor. Otherwise, it's just the Wild West. They're already signing away their lives. Augie says, is Carter Elliott a background stairs merchant?
I do kind of miss having my stairs in the background, I must say.
Imaner says, would a Cowboys fan be wrong to renounce their fandom if Jerry Jones gets Arkansas basketball championship before he gets the Cowboys to a Super Bowl?
I think that Cowboy fans need to renounce everything about being a Cowboys fan, to be honest with you. It sounds like an awful life.
It's a great question, but no, if Jerry Jones wins a championship for someone else, it should inspire you that it could also happen for you. Imaner also says, imagine that you sign the NIL checks for your favorite team. Of the following groupings, which player would you drop a bigger bag on? Group one, Jeremy Roach, DJ Wagner, or John L. Davis?
Ooh. Jeremy Roach first, DJ Wagner second, John L. Davis third.
I think it depends on what you need. Like,
because
if
you're getting 3 years of Wagner, possibly.
It really depends on what you need. Like, Jeremy Roach was a perfect fit for Baylor. If I'm Baylor, I would pay Jeremy Roach more than the other two. But if I'm, I don't know what team. Like, Kentucky right now needs a heart and soul guy who could score 25 a game. I would rather have John L. Davis than those other guys.
Yeah, makes sense.
For me personally, John L. would be the one out of that group. There's two more groups here. Group two, Brandon Angel, Mason Gillis, or Cade Tyson? Cade Tyson.
Yeah, that's easy.
Without question. Cliff Amorie, Jonas Adu, or Danny Wolf?
See, that's another tough question because I'm going to take Danny because I get multiple years of Danny Wolf, and I think he can be really good.
I do think year two Danny is probably the best player out of that group. I think it makes sense that Cliff is getting the biggest bags, though. Like, you could plug and play him on a really good team, and he'd be awesome. Tristan says, how well would I do in the Hunger Games? How would I get taken out?
I feel like Tristan would get tricked by a pretty simple, like, trap. Like, nothing, like, crazy, but, like, he would stumble over a hole that's covered by a very obvious set of leaves and just fall through it.
Incorrect answer, although I love that answer as well. But Tristan would definitely go out eating something poisonous. Like, he would grab, like, a flower that he's not supposed to and just die instantly. Doctor says, I just sent Mike Woodson the song we are going to be listening to every day for the next 6 months. 300 Violin Orchestra. You done goofed, Bill Self. We are coming for you. The North remembers.
I love Indiana fans' excitement and energy, but I just need them to kick it back a notch. I think we are responsible for that.
I'm okay. I'm still on board the bandwagon. I think I'm steering the bandwagon. It is wild to me, like, they've just leapfrogged, like, let's go at Brad Underwood and Matt Painter to Bill MFing Self. But I'm with it. I'm with the delusion. CB says, how long do you think it will take for Hunter and Store to have locker room issues?
It's not going to take that long, but like I said before, you're not going to hear about it because they're going to be winning.
I don't think there will be one locker room issue for Kansas this season.
Wow.
I would place that bet if I could. Macon says, read the Jeremy Roach Duke segment yesterday. I think it's important to note that it's hard to keep a guy who wants to leave. Roach was on the fence about returning after 22 and 23 as well. So I don't really see it as a situation where he got pushed out.
I don't like to just call and say people are wrong, but I'm calling bullshit on that.
I agree with you. I do not agree with Macon. Look, define it however you want. Pushed out, not pushed out. I was kind of in the weeds with Purdue Twitter over the weekend on this as well with Mason Gillis. There was a conversation where Jeremy Roach asked for a role and John Shire told him, you're not getting that role. That I will believe that. Call that pushed out. Call it not pushed out, whatever. I strongly believe Duke was like, our backcourt next season is going to be Foster and Proctor. You can come back if you want. Roach was like, no, thanks. I'll take $1.5 million to go play at Baylor. Like,
good decision.
Do what you want to do with that. Malik says, the multiple bodies comment refers to everyone saying Smith is going to be great and the single body is me if I'm wrong. I have no idea what that means. Greg, I need to see Smith play without Edie before I can say if he's that dude. Okay, great. I think it's a hot dog if it has a bun. Without a bun, it's a wiener. But I will ask AJ. He's an expert in this field.
Malik's just one of a kind. I haven't been seeing Malik's messages because I've had him blocked the last 7 days.
We're like 15 minutes into this, and we're not even through all of Friday's comments yet, by the way. This is how absurd this is. Jay Meisner says, I know a lot of people think the loose and transfer portal in NIL has ruined college basketball, has killed team continuity, but I love it. It's 2+ weeks into April, and I'm still just involved as I was during the regular season. I agree with you, Jay Meisner. Are you enjoying this, Cart?
Yeah, I'm in on it 100%. I mean, it gives me something.
Imagine if we try to be serious about sleepers like a year or not a year ago, but 6 years ago, like we wouldn't even be able to do a podcast daily right now. He also says 4-time Pac-12 champion Tommy Lloyd is going to the Big 12. He has the second best freshman class, a few very promising returning players, and who knows what from the transfer portal. Assuming he does at least decently well in the portal, how do you think his first Big 12 season goes?
I will say this. I don't think the adjustment period to the Big 12 is as hard as people make it seem. Like, I know it's a great conference, but I don't think that it'll be that big of an adjustment period. I am interested to see what Arizona's going to do in the transfer portal, though, by the way, because, like, they're just losing people right now.
Yeah, Kelvin Sampson and Mark Pope made it look easy. That was just a compliment to Mark Pope by me. I do not think it will be easy for Arizona next year because Baylor and Kansas look awesome. They look awesome. I think those are the two best rosters in college basketball next season right now. And UConn is still UConn. They're not in the Big 12, but to me, the best two teams are in the Big 12, and they're not Arizona. Final Boss Sully says, trying to up my college basketball jerseys outside of Kentucky. Any suggestions on who to look at?
A very random shot, but the Liberty Flames have like this baby blue jersey that's incredible. I think it has like red script writing on it. When baby blue and red are put together, they can make really good jersey combos. Like Dayton had some baby blue and red ones that are really, really fire.
Shout out to the Kings Knights High School in Ohio, where Spencer Rosecrans, my college roommate, went baby blue and red in all of his high school athletics pictures. Okay. I'm a big proponent of buy jerseys of players you love. Don't buy jerseys that are just aesthetically cool. Obviously, you can do whatever you want, and it's great to have a cool-looking jersey. But I would much rather be like 17 years down the line, and I'm like in a Nick Stauskas Kings jersey. It's not cool because the Kings are on the front. It's cool because Stauskas is on the back and people are like, whoa, that dude has a Stauskas jersey. Guy says Drew Valentine is unbelievable role blurs. He also says, I wonder why Leon Rice didn't get a big job. That man might be Jesus Christ. He lost nobody to the portal this year. He also says, is it kosher to gamble on somebody getting hurt because Zach Fremantle and Malachi Smith are playing next year?
Okay, a couple things to break down there. We do never gamble and or wish injuries on anybody. We're not going to do that, Guy.
If we did do that, we would do it with our friends at MyBookie, though.
100% we would, because that would make it easy to play our way at any time. And also, there is a first deposit bonus that you can use using promo code sleepers of up to $1,000. So go ahead, head over to MyBookie and gamble your way and get paid easily. Second of all, love what Drew is doing right now at Loyola. I love the Deloach pickup. I like the freshman class. I think they could have a couple pieces that could end up contributing. I never doubt what Drew can do in the portal, even at a school like Loyola.
That's a bad man. He'll be a bad man. You put a bad man anywhere, a bad man does what a bad man does. Burner 605 says, so Kansas has acquired AJ Storr. Soon Rylan Griffin will join the fold. Riley Kugel looks like he will probably back out. How do you guys feel about that roster? I only want to hear you being skeptical. Leave the glazing to the losers. I want to hear why it won't work.
I have no reasons why it won't work. It's going to work.
The only reason it won't work is because DeJuan Harris is not the point guard I would want if I were Kansas. It's my only reason possible.
It's going to work.
It's going to work. Cool Guy 123 says, how will Duke do next season? What is their ceiling? Can Cooper Flagg be dominant in college basketball next year?
I think 100% Cooper Flagg can be dominant in college basketball. Duke is going to be really good. Just a lot of question marks in areas where I don't know if they needed to have question marks, but now they have them.
Did you watch the Jordan Brand game tonight?
I did, yeah.
Did Cooper Flagg look like exceedingly dominant to you in that game?
He's not an exceedingly dominant all-star game guy, in my opinion, but no, he did not. But he did look dominant in the Hoop Summit.
So I've seen full games of Cooper Flagg being completely dominant. Have totally seen it. I am a little skeptical of Duke in general because I don't love the pieces on paper that are going to be around. Like, I'm not in on a Foster Proctor backcourt in general. Getting a little worried about it. I think Cooper Flagg's obviously awesome, but I don't think he's like transcendent awesome where he's going to win National Player of the Year as a freshman. We've seen a couple of those guys come through. If we watched a game tonight and Dylan Harper was better than Cooper Flagg, that's not great for me. I know Dylan Harper's very talented, but like, I don't know that he's Mr. Transcendent the way a lot of people want him to be based on what I've seen a couple times.
Liam McNeely to Rutgers.
ILL Lunatic says, do you think changes are coming to the structure of NIL and or the transfer portal? I know you alluded to it in one of your videos. Feels like every big name is starting to enter the portal to just do it. As you guys said, I'm curious what you think will happen to the sport in the next 5 to 10 years.
There's going to be some type of regulation. It won't be able to go on like this. It just won't.
Yeah, I don't know how. I think contracts are the obvious next step, but I do think 10 years from now it'll look very different. Izzo's friend Jake says, what is the price point for the One Big Thing segment sponsorship? I run marketing at a medium-sized fence company. PM me if you don't want to talk numbers on the podcast. I did private message Izzo's friend Jake. Like I said, we are very open to anybody wanting to sponsor this. If you want real numbers, I can give you real numbers. We have sold sponsor deals on the channel. That's it. We've never had a segment be sponsored. The only sponsor deals we've ever actually inked with companies have happened on the channel. Out of respect for our lovely sponsor of today's episode, MyBookie, I'm not going to read you exactly what that number is, but I can get you that number privately. It's a number. It's a number. It's not enough.
Number.
It's a number. If you're going to come at us like, hey, can I sponsor One Big Thing this month for $20? The answer is no. Thank you. Appreciate you coming, but no thanks. We are very open, though, because right now it's $0. So if you actually do have something you want us to promote on One Big Thing and you have the money to back that up, we can share numbers with you of what we're worth. Message us. Augie says, I am convinced the guy just takes names from a random name generator and uses those names to make it look like he knows unknown school ball.
100%. I think that guy does. I'm just going to go to like the 112th team on KenPom and then read up and click players.
Travis Nelson says, looking at Duke now, it just further cements the idea that Flagg would have been an amazing fit at UConn. Yes.
Yeah, I can't shake that. It would have been great. It would have been scenes.
Coop, who has added to his name Coop, come out to play. Gregory says, with the addition of Bala, what's the over-under on how many free throws Indiana airballs next year? Fun number.
I'll set it at 7.5.
Airball is tough, man. I was going to say 2.5.
I was going to take the over at 7.5.
Airball is tough. Airball is tough.
I feel like I've seen Ballo do 4 by himself.
Airball is tough. Ulamog says, real ones know that Keith Johnson was the original sponsor of One Big Thing. That's true. He was Venmoing to sponsor One Big Thing for a couple days. That was a fun bit. Eric NJ Boiler says, ideas for the One Big Thing sponsorships. 1, a fake sponsorship contest. 2, a real sponsorship weekly rate. 3, real sponsorship monthly rate. 4, real sponsorship by day of the week. The hump day edition of One Big Thing is brought to you by Quasimodo Landscaping. I'm open to all of those options, except for the fake sponsorship contest. The only fake contest we will be running in the foreseeable future is Carter Idol, where we will hold auditions to see if Carter can still be the new Carter.
Is that still happening?
Yes. I am working on logistics. I want to get moved into my house first so that I'm comfortable, but I'm thinking June is the Carter Idol month.
Okay, well, let me prep.
Yeah. Same old Lions says, put me down for $19.99 a week. One Big Thing brought to you by the defending NFC North champs. Hey, I would love to do an ad read on behalf of the NFC North champs. Scrolling down, Malik Perry says, thanks for activating my trap card. New Carter would say the lion, but sorry to say he's not the king of cats. Carter, do you know the answer?
To who the king of cats is?
I have no idea, man.
What is this mental warfare game Malik's playing with me?
He has us both in hell, though.
Jesus, what's the next one?
Malik Perry's back. He says, if I hear a person is 6'6 and can only do regular dunks, I feel sorry for them. Like, is it genetics or injuries? Need the info.
I mean, I'm just not a high flyer. It's what it is, man. Like,
I love Carter and Greg's Masters menu, but Riley Fry's menu sounds like you have to wear a bow tie, black tux with a cane. Like his menu sound like after you eat, your toilet will never be the same again. Jesse says, I think the Riley scripture reading should close. This has been scripture to awaken the sleepers. I don't hate that.
I don't hate that at all. I've actually really enjoyed Riley's scripture reading. I look forward to it.
I want to take that back. Not only do I not hate that, I love that. I love that suggestion by Jesse. That was phenomenal. Izzo's friend Jake says, the amount of disrespect this Discord Malik gives Carter while he sits back and takes it gives off heavy little cat energy. I need Carter to get some dog in him and stand up for himself.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Instead of hiding under his owner Malik's bed.
Listen, I've been to hell and back and back and then back to hell and then maybe found my way back. Y'all don't faze me. No one fazes me, to be honest. Greg fazed me one time, but like I didn't really let it faze me. No one fazes me. I'm the cat, man. Like, you know, the whole nine lives thing. Like, I do that, but like multiply that by 50. You can try to knock me down. You can say I'm wearing lipstick. You can say all this. I'm 6'6". I can't do athletic dunks. At the end of the day, you don't want to see me. You don't. You just don't.
He also wants to know, can we get a Carter versus Malik dunk contest on a 9-foot hoop?
Malik isn't a real person. He's not.
I don't think we know that. Jesse says, do you think Izzo, Painter, Few, and Self are the last of the old guard that will spend 20-plus years at a program, whether it be termination, upward lateral, or downward movement? Davis at UNC is the only other one I think might get there.
Yeah, shout out to Greg Campy, by the way, doing 40 years at Oakland. Yeah, I do think those are the last of the guys that'll – no, it's not, because I feel like Scott Drew and them will be at, like, Baylor for a long time.
Somebody will always get there. Like, I would not be stunned to see Danny Hurley coach 30 more years at UConn right now. Like,
okay, that'd be tough for everybody else.
Be super tough. Malik says, do you guys remember me saying one of these three things need to happen? Akins get black force energy, Holloman gets a tat, or wait for it, Carr gets a fade. Offseason predictions, scoreboard, me one, Carter a big fat donut.
Carr did get a fade. So I guess Malik's right.
I just love, Malik says those things need to happen, and then he somehow says the scoreboard is him one, you zero. Like, you weren't even involved in those predictions.
No.
Malik's back. He says, Carter, you know what lions and sharks have in common? They are so-called kings of their environment. But guess what? Lions get murked by giraffes, water buffalo, rhinos, and hippopotamus. The shark has to worry about whales and maybe dolphins.
Do lions really get murked by all those animals?
Dog, what are we doing? What is the purpose of this comment at all? I don't understand. I was in the comments with him. I said, I need to know how much time it takes him to think of, like, is he spending like 60 minutes at work, like working up that comment? Or is that like a 10 seconds and boom, it's there? Either way, it's special, but it makes no sense to me. Malik's back. He says, my master's meal would be spinach dip, seafood dip, or question dip. Caesar salad, main course is lamb chops, mashed potatoes with mac and cheese or smothered oxtails with white rice and beans, collard greens, and sweet potatoes. Don't forget the cornbread dessert cheesecake.
Did Malik say that, you said?
Malik said that.
All right, so we can confirm Malik's black.
Jay Hart says, who's the funniest Big Ten team Bill Walton could do a game for?
Illinois.
I don't find Bill Walton's shtick funny at all. And I know it's not a shtick, but like, I wouldn't want him doing any games, and there's not a team that would like make it funny to me at all. iManer says, watch any of the spring games. Looks like we may have a quarterback transferring out of Texas real soon. Did you watch any college football this weekend?
I caught like a couple plays of each team's spring game. The only thing that I got out of it is I saw a lot of people from Michigan football freaking out about their quarterback situation. And then Michigan State didn't really see that much. I think Aiden Childs will be fun though.
Yeah. Spring games are tough because it's just narrative pushing for whatever you want already. And I don't know. I saw a lot on both sides on the internet. Like I think Solari had a very negative, like first reactions to Michigan State football. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on both sides. But I don't know. I thought Orji looked okay for Michigan. Quarterback definitely looks like a massive step backwards, obviously, from where they were last year, though. And, yeah, Childs looked good. Those are my two largest takeaways. Malik – oh, no, sorry, you say, am I missing anything by having Malik blocked?
I guess I know now what I was missing by having him blocked.
And Malik is back. If I ever want to look at a Michigan State fan who's always losing bets and not honoring them, all I have to do is watch Sleepers Media. He's the one whose skin is the color of a lion but can't grow a mane. Blocking me makes it true. You don't grind King of Scared Cats.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. The whole skin tone of a lion but can't grow a mane, that's a bar, and that hurts, and it's true.
I mean, he's just like doing circles around you. I think you need to unblock him. Otherwise, we're going to get this every single episode.
He's doing it even when I didn't have him blocked.
He's motivated by you blocking him right now. Every single comment is about you blocking him.
Maybe I will. I don't know.
Kai says, as a Purdue fan, at the beginning of the season, I made a bet that I would drink a fifth of Malort in 48 hours if Purdue made the Final Four. Not fun at all. This made me wonder, would you do the same if it meant your team would make the Final Four or win it all?
I mean, of course I would do it to give a chance at the Final Four and win it all, but that sounds like the most extreme level of hell that hell could ever reach. A bottle of Malort? Ugh.
Couple quick things here. I like Malort. Carter knows this. He has now seen me in person, like, ask for Malort and take Malort and enjoy the Malort. Even I have no interest in drinking significant amounts of Malort, like max two shots in a day. Even that is pushing it. Like one is all you need for your festivities. With that said, I would do anything. Like, there is no limit to what I would do to see my team win it all. Like, if you're telling me Dusty May can get a national championship the first year he's in Ann Arbor, I am, like, afraid of many of the things that are coming to mind right now that I would immediately do.
Yeah, I'm going to try for sure. Like, there won't be an issue about me not giving it a go.
I think I would – no, I'm gonna bite my tongue. I'll tell you offline what I was about to say. There are some crazy things I would do to see a title. Final comment today. Guy says, who are some – oh my God, Guy. Who are some Mountain West, A-10, Missouri Valley, and AAC players that you think are good at basketball? I like all of them.
I don't care, Guy. I don't. I'm sorry I don't, but I don't.
That's the comment section. We did good. Good job, us there. Great job to the comment section as well. Way to carry us this weekend. It was a fun weekend in the Discord. Join the Discord. Support the show. Make sure we can keep the lights on as the offseason continues. I do like to provide numbers updates from time to time. Carter knows this. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Highest four consecutive days in Sleepers Channel history. This is the off season. This is like a month after we were doing like 100 videos in a day for the NCAA tournament.
And don't forget about subscribers too.
The channel has somehow outperformed that, and we're at 11,000 subscribers. We just broke that barrier.
Yeah, I want a plaque, y'all. I don't know what you got to get a YouTube plaque, but I would love a plaque.
Extremely far away from the plaque. Also,
really, do you know what you need for the plaque?
I do. I'm not going to say it out loud because stay low and build. But we are okay. Really far away. With that said, we did send out the awards, the winners from the March contest. So a lot of people won some money with us in Discord. All in all, things are good. Vibes are high right now. I like it.
Yeah. And can I add to the vibes really quickly?
Sure.
Hold on. I want to make sure I get it correct. But I believe, and sorry if I'm giving credit where credit is not due here, but let me make sure that I do this correctly. Oh, Culver's Culver's 08, who's a Discord member, Wisconsin fan, he offered to give some of his winnings back to sleepers because of the hard work that we do and what we're doing to take away from his prize. And I shut him down right away and I sent him his pay in full. What me and Gregory are doing with this Discord and the contests we are doing it because you are part of the Sleepers family and part of the Sleepers Discord, and you pay to be a part of that, and we appreciate that and appreciate your support. So there will be no taking away of winnings just because of what we did to set that up. And I might just be speaking for us because Greg might be texting me on the side right now, like, why the F didn't you let him send us some money? But that's not how the Sleepers roll. Let that be known.
No, I endorse this message. Cart knows we are very much in scale upward mode. Hopefully we have some exciting announcements soon on maybe some additional help that we're trying to get so that we can create more content and keep this rolling. But I don't know. We don't like to reveal too much, but like March and April have been pretty great for us financially as far as Sleepers being a real business. Like if we can make what happened in March and April happen the other 10 months of the year next season, this is suddenly a real business that is very fulfilling for both of us. So every step, one day at a time, obviously all of that, but the people in the Discord are the number one reason this is happening because they've supported everything. I fully believe that's the only reason we got the Bleacher Report opportunity that was so great for us was because of how many people in the Discord would go watch us in the Bleacher Report app and crash the app in the comments section. So your support is felt. Things are going well right now. We'll continue to update you as things go well. And, feels good to say you keep that money. We're good on the money side right now. You keep that money, ladies and gentlemen. All right, to the show today. Let's go right into it. The first topic I want today. There's rumors on Twitter from over the weekend that went viral that a bunch of big name, legitimate national media people interacted with and basically put gasoline on the fire of. That the University of Michigan's admissions department has struck again. Specifically, we are talking about John L. Davis. Look, the rumor here is that John L. wanted to commit and or committed to Michigan, and admissions did not allow him into the school. Where is this coming from? I'm going to just name some names because I have a new op. I have a new person added to the notes pad in my phone of my ops. Right now, it's John Jakus and Xavier Ricks. I hope I'm pronouncing Xavier correctly because it is the most convolutedly spelled name I've ever seen. Z-Y-A-V-I-E-R, Xavier Ricks, who, according to his own bio, calls himself a transfer portal insider and an honorary member of BBN. Here was his tweet on Saturday night. Source, FAU transfer John L. Davis was not admitted into Michigan. Staff currently trying to figure out ways around it. Looking unlikely that the highly coveted transfer ends up a Wolverine. This tweet goes viral, 1.3 million views, a bunch of reposts, a bunch of quote tweets. Like I said, most of the quote tweets came from legitimate national media people. He followed that up and said, although he has been in college for 4 years, he has not yet graduated from FAU. Very hard for non-grad transfers to get into Michigan unless they are from the Ivy League. Example, Wolf. More on that later, but inaccurate. And then behind that, he then like 20 minutes later was like, John L. Davis's recruitment is down to Houston and Kentucky, and it's the highest bidder. He is seeking the highest bag. Those three tweets in sequence, I laughed for 15 consecutive minutes about. Because if John L. Davis is seeking the highest bag, which he is, he's been doing that for a month, he was never going to Michigan. We've been very clear about that. The Michigan staff has been very clear that they do not expect John L. to go to Michigan for multiple weeks at this point. We've talked about it on our show. People are talking about it behind closed doors. People are talking about it publicly. But no, Xavier Ricks breaks the news that John L. Davis wants to go to Michigan and did not get into Michigan. What do you make of this?
So I feel like things have changed throughout like this whole course of like what this was, because it started off that like Dusty gets the job. You're like John L. and Vlad. That's who's coming. We're expecting those two dudes to come. You and I didn't ever expect Elijah Martin. We knew like that was never happening. Like there was murmurs about him and Nelly not liking each other. And like, we just knew like that he probably wasn't taking him. Like, we just felt that way. And then like, maybe you would get like a Nick Boyd or a Rosado or whoever really Dusty wanted to fill the roster, right? Get to this point, maybe get to like in the transfer portal, John L's like, okay, but I want to see like what's out there. I want to see like what my asking price could be. Like, I want to see like how much money I can get. Probably gets caught up on that. Michigan becomes an afterthought, doesn't get his money, sees that Michigan still wants him and will give him money. They don't get it, but John L still wants to go get bags. And tell me if I'm off base here. And this is what I just want to get to the bottom of. Michigan does want John L, correct? Or no?
Like, in a vacuum, yes. Like, Michigan...
But it's not possible because the money part.
Because of multiple... This is a super complicated recruitment, as we broke down for 25 minutes on Friday. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go watch us talk through every point of why this is such a complicated recruitment. It's changing. It's changing constantly. He's been in the portal for, what, 2.5 weeks, I believe? 2.5 weeks. And as you said, when he...
That it?
At least three. Like, it's been April. It's only April 21st, right? I don't think he got in before it. Maybe it's more. Yeah. I don't know the exact dates. Point is, speculation when he entered the portal was like, oh, he's probably going to end up at Michigan. But we also, not just being for us, being for everybody, I think everyone knew it wasn't a done deal. And again, the Michigan State fans who want to like dunk on me for being wrong here when we still don't even know where John L's going, fine. I'm totally fine to sit here and say along the way, we've gotten some things wrong about John L. I think my exact quote from the video we did when John L and Elijah were both officially in the portal was, they're not getting both of these guys. I would say it's likely they get Golden. It's a 50 to 60% chance they get John L. And if you get John L, you're not getting Martin. That was how I broke it down immediately when they all hit the portal. Why did I break it down that way when they all hit the portal? Because I had on good record from sources that know specifically from knowing what people are doing behind the scenes at Michigan, what the coaching staff is recruiting, that they were asking Vlad Golden to come and they were prioritizing John L. Davis over Elijah Martin because Dusty May is smart and competent enough to know he wasn't getting both of them. So in his mind, Dusty wanted Vlad and John L. Go down the list of all the other guys at Florida Atlantic, Nick Boyd, Giancarlo Rosado, whoever else you want to. Did Michigan ever seriously try to bring those guys to Michigan? As far as I know, no. The only two that did were John L. Davis and Vlad Golden. Okay? Michigan still has spots to fill. They just signed a bunch of other guys this weekend. Nobody's losing sweat in the Ann Arbor offices that they didn't get Nick Boyd or Giancarlo Rosado or Elijah Martin. They didn't recruit Elijah Martin to Michigan. So it's been Vlad and John L was the plan. If they could just pluck out of a hat who they would take with them, it would be those two guys. The problem is John L's recruitment has never been that simple in 1,000 different ways. Way number one, John L Davis is worth way more than Michigan is willing to pay him. John L Davis took a pay cut to come back to Florida Atlantic and rightfully so wants to go make money. Okay. 3 weeks ago, John L's best offer from a school that I heard on record was $700,000. Michigan didn't offer him that. The highest offer that Michigan said they would pay John L. Davis was below an offer he got from a school 3 weeks ago. I know that for a fact. How did the conversation go with John L. in Michigan at that time? What I was told was Michigan basically said, this is the best we can do. We'd love to have you. If it's not enough, we understand. They weren't actively recruiting him after that. Like, that's where things parted. Okay. Now, on top of this, there is an academic side to this, which I don't know if you and I have spoken a ton about, but this is the situation. John L. Davis is 12 credits short of graduating at Florida Atlantic. Okay.
Right.
That's not a Michigan admissions problem. That's the reality. He is 12 credits short of graduating. So John L. Davis cannot be a grad transfer anywhere until he goes and gets those credits. Now, other schools would let him transfer without being a grad transfer. Sure, schools can do that. I get that. Michigan won't. That's not a surprise. Everyone on board with this, from John L. to Dusty May to every assistant coach to the school has known this from the moment they recruited John L. Like, if John L. Davis wants to go to Michigan, he will take summer classes at FAU, graduate, and then immediately get admitted to Michigan. That's the path forward. There would be no friction there. He would get there. That's how Vlad Goldin's getting there. Okay? So for this guy to come out and try and portray this, one, his tweet implies John L. Davis wants to commit to Michigan. They've never even been close to that point. Like, no step in the process along the way has John L. Davis been like, I want to come to Michigan. So as a Michigan fan, I'm sitting here. That's not a good thing for Michigan. I'm not dunking on this to be like, ha ha, guess what? He just didn't want to come here. I'm dunking on how stupid it is. But if you want to clown Michigan, you should be clowning them that John L. doesn't want to go to Michigan and play for Dusty May. Like, that is more what's happening here than, oh, Dusty, like, I'm ready. I want to commit for that. That number you offered is good enough. I'm ready. But the school says I can't. That's never happened. It's never happened.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is not what is happening here, but Kentucky fan and portal insider is breaking the news that it is. And more importantly, like, real national media sources are just co-opting this guy without hesitation at all, because it's clicky, it's fun. Like, this is not Caleb Love. And what I will say is, if Juwan Howard was the Michigan coach right now, this is exactly what would have happened. Juwan would have announced that John L. Davis committed to Michigan 3 weeks ago. And then a month later, it would come out that he actually didn't commit and couldn't get into school. And then Juwan would have no backup plan at all. He would not have put any work in on a backup plan. Like, Dusty May and staff and John L. collectively decided, oh, yeah, I probably don't want to go to summer school and your money's not enough. No, thanks. And then Dusty was like, okay, got it. I'm going to work on backup options. Hello, Roddy Gale. Hello, Aiden Mahaney. That's what they've been doing for weeks. So when I talked to you about this, when the report came through this week that, oh, John L. might be visiting this weekend, Dusty May and staff were reportedly shocked. Like, they were not expecting that. And then guess what? It didn't even come to fruition. It was a non-accurate report. So I'm fed up with this shit, because it's pushing the narrative that this is some massive problem that's going to hang over the Dusty May era. While meanwhile, what's happened this weekend, Cart? He's landed hella recruits that are underclassmen that have no issue. Like, there is no issue with admissions if you recruit the right guys from the right pool. Like, you just can't recruit juniors or seniors that have not graduated. That's what you can't recruit at Michigan. And guess what? John L. is that. And there's a solution if John L. wanted to come to Michigan that would get him to Michigan. He doesn't want to come to Michigan. So it's not an admissions problem. It's an interest problem. Be better, Xavier. Like, I'm just sick of this dude.
Isn't it an admissions problem in not even in this situation, though, just in general, because it does constrict you from the pool you can recruit from?
Yeah, it's a competitive disadvantage for sure.
Right. Like, and that's admissions fault or Michigan's fault. Whatever you want to say.
I think it's just a reality. Like, do I wish that they could go after that pool of players? Like, of course. Do you think that Atlantic 10 schools wish they could go after five stars? Like, of course. There are limitations to schools and programs. Like, one school's limitation is that Kevin Willard's their head coach. One school's limitation is that you can't recruit juniors from the portal. Like, it sucks. That's Michigan, and it's stupid. I don't agree with the rule, but if you have a coach that understands the rule, it's not an issue. Like, which is why I'm so, like, emotionally frustrated by this, is because it was the issue for Juwan. And I screamed about it constantly because it was Juwan Howard's incompetence that allowed that issue to disrupt his rosters constantly. Dusty May is building a roster right now that is not being disrupted by the limitation of Michigan's academic issues, okay? And if you want, like, let's just say, if we want to sit here and say, oh, well, if John L. didn't need to take 12 credits this summer, he would for sure be at Michigan. I would say that's wildly speculative because I know what Kentucky's offering John L. right now. It's double what Michigan can offer. So unless you really, again, and a lot of this is speculation. I get it. I can only go off of what I've been told has happened from multiple sources. There has not been a point where John L. said, yeah, I want to come to Michigan. Let's figure this out. Hasn't gotten to that point, partially because of money, partially because of summer classes, partially because of whatever the hell he wants to do. A lot of people still think he wants to go pro. Shit, this Xavier dude who went viral, who told us that it was Houston and Kentucky 24 hours ago, just said Houston's out of it. Like, no, nobody knows what's going on this portal recruitment. So it might literally just be, is Kentucky going to give John L. the money he wants or not? And if Kentucky doesn't, I don't know what this kid's going to do. But the bottom line is pinning this on, like, oh, admissions kept John L. from Michigan is just flat out wrong. And I'm frustrated by that.
So I get what you're saying here. It's you got to pin it on what the actual issue is, because we don't know if John L. wants to come to Michigan in general.
Admissions kept Terrence Shannon from Michigan because Terrence Shannon verbally committed to Michigan. Admissions kept Caleb Love from Michigan because he publicly committed to Michigan. Admissions did not keep John L. Davis from Michigan because John L. Davis has never committed to Michigan.
Because John L. Davis doesn't want to play for Dusty May.
I don't know what the reason is. I would like admissions probably has a part of it, but I don't even want to say the word admissions. It's his academic situation. Dog, you didn't graduate. Like, that's, you need to graduate. If you want to go to Michigan, graduate. That's not a John L. Davis issue. It's an every player issue. So, shit, the J.J. Metz kid from Florida Atlantic, who, again, I don't know how reliable he is. I have no idea, because he reported John L. was going to visit Michigan 3 days ago, so probably pretty unreliable. But today, this afternoon, he said John L. never even got an offer from Dusty at Michigan. So I don't know what the hell is going on, but the bottom line is that for 2 weeks, for the better part of 2 weeks, the Michigan staff has understood the situation and basically turned away from John L. and been like, yeah, we know we're not going to get this guy.
Do you have any comment on the fact that Chris Jakus and Dusty May are returning the same amount of players from their team?
It's John Jakus, not Chris Jakus.
Sorry. His name should be Chris Jakus.
Yeah. What's the returnee for him? What's his name?
Trey Carroll.
What's he averaging?
4-1.
What were your averages in college?
6-5.
Big ad for him.
Couldn't you have made that without putting me in it?
marquee get for Jacus.
Can I take? Wait, actually, you know what? No, this is my time. This is my time before we move on to the next segment. You said they were bringing more than one.
I did. I also, again, in the breakdown that I literally clipped out this morning.
No, I understand because I was part of those. Does this mean I win?
Well, I thought they'd get Nick Boyd. I thought they'd want Nick Boyd. They didn't want.
Where did he commit to? San Diego State?
San Diego State, which, like, again, who am I? I'm not going to sit here and complain that my coach is trying to get players that are better than Nick Boyd instead of bringing Nick Boyd with him. But, like, shit. Like, ugh. That sucks. Like, I don't know. Like, if Jace Howard uses a scholarship, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to complain about it all year. That should have gone to Nick Boyd. But, like, let's let it play out. I don't know. The fact that this is the day that everyone seems to want to dunk on Michigan and Dusty and me, of all days, makes no sense. This is literally, in a calendar year, more than a calendar year, probably 15 months, this has been the most productive two-day stretch my program has had in 15 months. Why am I getting dunked on right now? Like, we just signed, like, four good players, and we got two more killers in the fold, and we're hosting visits for very good players. I can't, like, oh, Dusty never recruited Elijah Martin. Screw you, Greg. Like, what? Like, I don't care. And looking back, Dusty should have taken Elijah or tried to get Elijah instead of doing this dance with John L. That's a misevaluation on Dusty's part. And I can sit here and say that. We talked at the front of how he's got to pull the right strings and figure it out. And again, all this to say, I'm not sitting here saying Dusty's doing a flawless job. I'm not saying I'm, like, through the roof ecstatic with everything. I will explicitly say, if this ends with Dusty May only bringing Vlad Goldin and not bringing John L. Davis and obviously not Elijah Martin at this point, to me, that's a miss. That's a bad result. He should have been able to get two out of those three.
Right. And that's Dusty's fault, not admissions' fault.
It would be Dusty's fault, not admissions. 100%.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. Like, hands up, Twitter. I am fine to criticize my coach if that is the end result. But, oh, by the way, can we let John L. commit somewhere first? Has John L. committed somewhere? Have I missed something?
So is Michigan active recruiting him or not?
To take a sentence that I used from the Trey Townsend video, nobody knows.
No one knows.
Nobody knows. I mean, we have Michigan insider saying he's visiting when he's not visiting. We have Kentucky insider saying it's Houston and then immediately saying it's not Houston. Like, is it admissions? Is it money? Is it the pros? And to top it all off, by the way, John L's just a quiet kid. John L stays out of all this shit. So part of this is probably by design. And again, you and I talk to enough people, you know, like, we don't play the scoops game. I hate the scoops game, but, like, we get enough shreds of information from various disconnected people at different spots in this sport. Like, part of why this is so complicated is the other schools that would want John L. Davis have kind of assumed that he's not serious about any of these recruitments. Like, like, why has John L. Davis, until a week ago, not been offered more than Chucky Hepburn, Cart? He's a way better player than Chucky Hepburn. Because a lot of the schools that were after him were like, yeah, this guy doesn't seem like he's that serious about this. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means, oh, he might actually want to go pro. I don't know if that means he knows where he's going for $2.5 million. I don't know if that means, like, people are afraid he's going to crawl back to Dusty. Probably a combination of all three of these. It's a very complicated thing, but shit, man, just let it play out. Don't pin this on, like, Michigan botched it. No, they didn't. He's probably going to go get $2 million somewhere. Michigan wouldn't pay that. End of story.
I got no further comment.
Can we move on?
Yeah, I'm just happy you guys aren't getting John L. Davis. That's where I'm at.
Really good player. He's a really good player. Yeah,
like, y'all went from Trey Donaldson. I'm sorry, you went from John L. Davis to Trey Donaldson, in my opinion, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, would be more unnamed player that's visiting Creighton. Okay,
got you. Yeah. Also, can I count a season as a loss?
Again, Seguin was a non-take. He never had a committable offer for Michigan.
Okay.
But if you want, like, if you want to say Dusty should have taken Connor Seguin instead of passed, then
you can say that.
I like Seguin.
Yeah, depending on who they get. If Jace Howard is on my roster, Seguin's a take.
Yeah, trust me. If Jace Howard's on the roster, I'm going to be screaming about it for 6 months. So my coach is not above criticism. I'm not above criticism. Dunk on me when I'm wrong. That's fine. I just, like, the amount of people who were dunking on the wrong thing today is what I'm frustrated. Like, if you're going to dunk, dunk. Dunk the right way, man. Like, there's such an obvious, easy way to sit here and be like, your school's poor. Like, Dusty effed this up. Your school's poor. Like, that's such a better criticism than, like, what was being thrown my way today. Like, admissions and, oh, you said they'd get Elijah Martin. Like, both of those. All right, let's move on.
You have a Michigan State hat on right now?
No comment. Orlando Antigua is back at Illinois. It's a good get. Antigua or Yaklich as the two options, and we both said it would be Antigua if it were us. So 10 out of 10 hire here?
Yeah, it is. I will say this, and I might be in the minority here. I don't like how all this is unfolding. I don't like how the offseason is unfolding for Illinois so far.
What does that mean?
Because at least from what I've seen, like on my timeline and just in the Illini circles that I'm in, right now, it just seems like a dunk fest off between Chester Frazier and, like, Illinois. And, like, now Illinois is like, oh, Imani Hansberry's trash and Sincere Harris can't read. It's, like, stuff like that. And, you know, Chester Frazier sending out memes. And they're like, oh, we got Orlando now. I just want to just get that out of the way. I think the dunking back and forth is not something I like right now as far as how the offseason is working. I will say this. After Storr and Maddox and these other guys seem to, like, have gone other places, like even Avila, who's a guy who was mentioned in a lot of Illinois circles, is following his coach. They need a big fish, in my opinion, in the portal still with who they brought in so far. I think Orlando can help with that. And now, I don't know who that player is right now. I brought up the name St. Thomas to you, and you shunned that away really, really quickly as a backup option. He just committed to USC with Musselman. So, like, there still needs to be somewhat of a big fish, probably wing guard, that Illinois needs to get. And I think that Orlando Antigua is a coach that can help with that because I think he's a big fish getter.
Yeah, he's got a lot of connections, right? A couple big fish to keep an eye on that we've either done videos for or will do videos for. He has obvious connections with Kobe Brea because he coached him on the national team. So, like, that's a huge fish in the portal, the best shooter in the portal. Illinois could certainly use that there. Boogie Fland, guy that he had committed to Kentucky, and there was already speculation that Illinois had reached out to Boogie Fland. That was new in his recruitment. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I think Antigua is one of the best assistant coaches in the sport, so I'm not going to knock this as an ad whatsoever. I've also talked before how I think, in general, assistant coaches – they definitely matter, especially in recruiting. Like, if there's one skill set for an assistant coach to have, in my opinion, recruiting is the most important, because to me, how good your team actually is on the court will often come down to whatever your head coach wants to do with the team. Right. Like, you need dudes to be good. And for any coach to look good in their system, you need dudes, and assistants help you get dudes, or they help you get Clarkston kids. It depends. Orlando Antigua, we'll get dudes. He's been doing that his entire career. The only thing I'm just, like, I don't want to say skeptical about, they're just going to have to navigate this for me, is, like, I think the sport is so different right now than it was when Antigua was at Illinois the first time.
Yeah.
So, like,
and Antigua's calling card was high school recruiting. And Illinois seems to have shifted away from even making that, like, that big of a thing, because maybe they shift away from it because they couldn't do it. Like, maybe, and sorry, I cut you off there, G, but I'm saying, if Antigua is recruiting at a high level, like, does Brad's, you know, whole in the transfer portal thing change? Like, how does that necessarily work? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would think the skill of recruiting players translates directly from high school to portal. If you're in, like, if Antigua's good at high school recruiting, I would think he's equally good in the portal. But it is, It's interesting. I was talking with some of the Illinois fans in the Illinois channel in the Discord today of like, it's so portal heavy at Illinois. And like, sometimes I just want to step back broadly under like under Brad, just ask the question, like, do we like this? Like, obviously last year was awesome. Of course, everybody liked it. But the year before was like nightmare and nobody liked it. And I think it's fine. Like, you wanted to overhaul everything from the nightmare year. It's like, rip it clean, start from scratch. And then you stumbled into like the perfect thing. And now it's like, okay, we have to start from scratch again. And I would assume like 12 months from now, you're going to have to start from scratch again. Like, if you just keep replacing every starter with a guy who's only there for 3 months, at a certain point, like, that becomes unsustainable and hard to keep up with. So in my opinion, it would be like a nice little blessing in disguise if maybe Antigua's high school stuff translated here. Like, I think there's a middle ground between we're going to be the best portal school in the country and always get fifth-year guys. And, like, let's get one of those guys, one or two of those guys a year, and also get some four-year guys.
Yeah, two things on this. One thing that would actually scare me that I just thought about, I hated Kentucky's transfers every year. Like, I did not like what they did in the transfer portal. I didn't think they were very good at it, to be honest with you. And whether that's Cal or Antigua or whoever you want to put that on, I just don't think they did that great of a job in the transfer portal. With that said, I think that to speak to your point, I think there's somewhat of like a happy medium. Like, you want to be able to be aggressive in the portal, but you're aggressive for a piece to a team to add to what you already have because you got some continuity going on. And like we said, maybe that changes with, you know, the COVID year and what happens in the years upcoming. But in the perfect scenario, you have this team, this continuity, the system basically, and you add a piece or two instead of just a complete overhaul. Now, I'm not saying that's not a bad thing to do, because I think complete overhauls can work if you do it the right way. But in an ideal world, you don't want to have to do a complete overhaul. You want to add like two guys, three guys maybe, to what you already have and what you already have in place that can maybe get you over the hump.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see like where his priorities immediately go. The other thing is like, you talk about like a heart of a program. Like, to me, part of what made last year's team special was like Coleman was there long enough to like, he was the heart, right? And when mixed with Coleman, you had this special kid in Taryn Shannon who was in year two and had been through it. And just between those two as a tandem, it's like, okay, we got some guys who have been through it before. Next year's team isn't going to have any of that. And I think like thinking 2 years down the line, okay, who will? Like, theoretically, senior Ty Rogers will be a leader. Theoretically, Kylan Boswell, year two, will be a guy you feel good about, like from a program sense. And then you can build around those guys. But to me, it would do them wonders to, you know, add a couple more guys with multiple years of eligibility. Like, look at what Indiana did with their backcourt. Like, they have three more years coming from Carlisle and Rice. That's awesome.
It'd be massive for Illinois if there are steps taken by Boswell and guys like Drake Gislawhorn too.
Right. DGL's still there. They do have – I mean, they have guys with multiple years of eligibility left. Merez is coming in. So, yes. Development will matter here. Do you think Antigua gets one of the two that he has obvious connections with, either Boogie Fland or Kobe Brea?
I don't think he ends up with either, to be honest.
I'm worried about Kobe just because he has such – like, there's so many schools that want Kobe Brea. But
also, if I'm Kobe Brea, Illinois is not where I'm trying to go.
What about DJ Wagner?
I would like DJ Wagner. Kylan Boswell, DJ Wagner backcourt intrigues me.
If you're DJ Wagner, would you want to go play next to Kylan Boswell?
I have such a hard time putting myself in like what these kids want to do, because like, they have camps and people telling them what to do. In my opinion, no. But at the same time, yes, because I saw, if I'm a guy looking in outside in at Illinois, they got three guys damn near at the same time that are all getting theirs and getting off.
Yeah.
I could be one of those guys.
Last part of this, Chester Frazier tweeted like a meme video today. I don't know if you saw that. Of like,
yeah, I'm leaving here with something.
I'm leaving with something. Sincere Harris immediately committed to West Virginia, and it looks like Imani Hansberry is coming with him. Was this a happy breakup?
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of dunking going on back and forth.
Doesn't seem like a happy breakup.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
And then the Illinois official basketball Twitter account is coming out like announcing Orlando Antigua, and like the terminology is all very much like this was the next step for this program to be a championship contender. Like, just not just like, hey, here's our assistant coach, but it's like, this is a clear upgrade we needed to be a champion. Like, I don't know. There's some, I just wonder if something happened here that's a little more than what meets the eye.
A little petty boy energy?
I don't know. I mean, that we saw, look, it's not the guy who left, but like, we saw this assistant coaching team have issues in the games. Like, we saw them be combative. We saw, I don't know, just, I wonder if there was something behind the scenes that mattered. I don't know that at all. I'm purely guessing, but seems very bitter in a way that you don't see most coaching departures happen here. But Antigua was an upgrade from Chester, though, right? Like, this is a win.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Will be interesting. Good luck, Orlando Antigua. We're back to our roots today. This is an Illinois show because the third topic also is a future Illini player. We think. I mean, it is, but got to get there. But it is. Illinois commit, Jeremiah Fears. I'm sorry for that intro. I couldn't help myself. He scored 50. He had such a good performance. Did you see this performance for Indy Heat in his debut?
I did. And in his debut for Indy Heat as well. He did not. I don't think he played for them last EYBL session. Jeremiah Fears is an absolute bucket in every term, sense, what you want to say. He is wired to get buckets, and I think that he's going to be a bucket getter at the next level. But like, I think a lot of people kind of do the, oh yeah, he's Jeremy Fear's younger brother, like he's, you know, he's in the same mold. Like they're so completely different players, and Jeremiah is wired to score the basketball. And as his body starts to fill out, like maybe he has a little bit of growth spurt. He's already improved athletically, what I've seen the past couple of years with his bounce and things like that. But he's a pure bucket getter. And to the point that you spoke about, I think he's the type of bucket getter that's going to want to get minutes right away at Illinois. Damn near maybe even start right away. So I'm interested to see what that looks like. But just to comment on that performance, that was an array of buckets at all three levels that I appreciated.
Yeah, go watch the footage if you can find it. Go watch the highlights. It was stupid. 50 points, 8 assists, 7 steals. I mean, I don't know how seriously we're taking steals in EYBL play these days, but like, bottom line, we've said it thousands of times on this program, Cart. 50 is 50. I don't care the setting. I don't care if it's Carter's runs tonight.
I care if it's in Moneyball. I care.
But we used to not care. Now we care because of what happened after. But I'm staying strong with 50 is 50. If you get 50, some, and honestly, I'm defending that 50 from Kohler. It told us the Xavier Booker defense. We said it's going to tell us something about something.
You're right. It did.
50 is 50. And for Jeremiah's first game with a program as prestigious as the Indy Heat to yield that, insane. You have long been a huge fan of Jeremiah Fears. Obviously, his brother's at Michigan State. We both love what we've seen from this brother duo. Like, in general, the Fears family is something like I'm buying huge stock in. Like, I think Jeremy Fears is going to be great. I think Jeremiah Fears is going to be great. I think their little brother's going to be great. Like, I will never want to turn down a Fears ever. With that said, you have been able to talk to the Fears family from time to time, not to reveal anything too revealing, but I've seen you dap up Jeremy in person at the Big Ten tournament in the past. I believe that relationship is still good. I don't know. You don't tell me everything. But one thing I remember you telling me long ago was when I was asking, like, hey, why isn't Michigan State more serious for Jeremiah? And you were like, well, it seems like, you know, Jeremy, they're willing to play the long game for. It's all about, like, get the keys to the program at some point, develop, yada, yada. Jeremiah's going to be ready. Jeremiah's going to be ready. That was always what you told me. And I think, like, how do you watch this performance and come away with anything else other than, like, dude's a killer, needs the ball immediately? My only question to you is, where does Kylan Boswell?
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Senior starting point guard fit into that?
The good thing about Illinois that I brought up, though, is that you can have 2 to 3 guys that are going off at once.
So, I mean, yes, of course. But, like, if Kylan Boswell works, he's a ball-dominant point guard, right?
Am I Brad?
You do whatever you want to do here. Be Brad, be you, I don't care. I'm just, like, if... Because, look, Jeremiah has one more year of high school. Then he's at Illinois. Kylan Boswell has 1 year at Illinois and then a second year at Illinois. And either Kylan Boswell's going to work or it's not. We've seen Brad replace guys that don't work very quickly. I don't know why Kylan wouldn't work. I think Kylan's a very good player. So, like, I expect Kylan Boswell is going to be a ball-dominant senior starting point guard. On paper, when Jeremiah committed, they were not expected to have a ball-dominant senior starting point guard.
Greg, I know where you're going with this.
I'm just asking.
I'm gonna put myself in the Fierce family shoes. I'm Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I'm not happy. I'm just put off a little bit that they went out and got a point guard that's going to be there when I get there.
Right, because they could have gotten a one-year guy. It could have been like one and done. And maybe Kylan Boswell is so good he goes to the NBA. We don't know. It's a long way away. But, like, I would assume if Kylan Boswell works, the goal is, like, senior Kylan Boswell has the ball in his hands. And to me, that's not what I was ever told was the plan for Jeremiah.
No. And I don't know if – and there's no way he could have known that they were going to – even Kylan Boswell would be available or they would go after a point guard. Honestly, there were rumors that Jeremiah Fears might try to reclass and be in this class. Like, there was real conversations about that. But I think that he's definitely not the happiest he's ever been that Kylan Boswell is at Illinois.
And I'm not even saying he's unhappy. I know Illinois fans are going to get honest. Like, you're creating drama here. We're not doing that. I'm just speaking to, like, what I know from Carter telling me in the past this family prioritizes for their kids. I think it's a very smart way to go about it. You would very rarely see a family that's like, well, this is what our oldest son needs and this is what our younger son needs. Normally it's just like, send them both here. They'll figure it out. So I really respect that approach. Again, huge fans of the Fears family. I think they've identified it right. I think Jeremy's going to be great at Michigan State long term. And I think on paper, Jeremiah's going to be one of the best guards Illinois has had in a really long time. I'm just curious, like, I think if you're the Fears family, you're probably watching what happens with DGL this year. Because, like, DGL is another guard that in theory needs the ball in his hands. Is DGL playing? Is he playing next to Boswell? Is he backing up Boswell? Exactly how good is DGL? And then, like, all of a sudden, either the backcourt becomes crowded or you don't like how DGL is playing. And then
also, like, he's putting up 50 in his first game. Jeremiah Fierce rises up the ranks. There's people at him. There's maybe bigger bags at him. I mean, college basketball is a fickle beast right now. So, like, you should never, ever, ever feel safe unless that name's on a dotted line.
This is why you brought in Orlando Antigua, though, to close a recruitment of players that have already committed to you.
Orlando can't close it, though, if he's being asked questions about what am I doing when I get there.
Yeah, true. That's on Brad.
It's on Brad.
Jerem, if I have to bet, I still think it's extremely high Jeremiah Fears ends up at Illinois, and this is the main reason. Let me be careful on this one. Jeremiah Fears is better than Kylan Boswell and DGL, and it's not close.
I agree.
Not close. So that, like, that's one of those guys where, like, oh, I'm worried about fit. No, you're not. You are the fit. Like, you're going to show up on campus, and Kylan Boswell is going to look up and be like, this kid is tough.
And maybe it works. Maybe they take a back seat. Maybe some seniority there, or maybe some leadership there.
Yeah. This kid's going to be a killer, man. I think I'm such a fan of Jeremiah. 50, 58, and 7 in his debut? Dog, crazy. 50.
50 ball is crazy.
50 and 8. Card.
Yeah.
Debut. It's insane.
It's insane.
Go watch the footage. Okay. One big thing presented by
nobody.
What do you got?
Greg, have you ever seen the Kellen Winslow after the Tennessee interview?
I don't know.
Where, like, he had a low chop block on somebody and they asked him about it after the game?
No.
All right, well, I'm about to reenact it because I think it's one of the funniest interviews of all time. So basically the reporter asked Kellen Winslow, he's like, well, were you gunning for his legs on that play? And I'm Kellen Winslow. Hell yeah, I was gunning for his legs. He was out there trying to kill me. He'd do the same to me if he had a chance. Give a hell about no ball, man. Talking about, man. He was out there gunning for my legs all game. Fucking soldier, man. That's it.
I have seen that, for the record. Thank you for the reenactment. I just needed that to remember.
Oh, wait. I forgot the best part. He goes, yeah, you write that down. You write that down. Y'all make money off that. No, man. I'm pissed. I'm pissed. All y'all write this down. I'm pissed. I don't give a flying you know what about anything but the you. Give a hell about no ball, man.
What motivated you to want to reenact that on the show tonight?
Because I watched it before I got on here. It got me down a wormhole of watching, like, combative sports things. Like, you see the clip of DeMarcus Cousins cussing that guy out on the bench?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I love that energy.
Is this why we started about an hour later than I was hoping to start tonight?
It wasn't the whole thing, but it was part of it, yes.
All right, we're going to have to talk offline about this one. Be up till about 2 in the morning tonight doing edits. But glad Kellen Winslow made you have a nice little chuckle there. My one big thing, presented by no one, is that I am about to absolutely destroy you in a beer chugging contest.
I don't have a beer. Wait, I don't have a beer. That's, God bless it. I don't have a beer. That's not fair.
Cooked. Absolutely cooked you.
This is not fair.
We'll see you tomorrow.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.